A few weeks back, I talked about being safe when being around bears. Bears can be a dangerous element that's a part of the natural world around us, and, in fact, we have a decent amount of bears, mostly brown bears, around our area. April marks the time they start to emerge from their dens, and they are hungry when they emerge. It just makes sense to be aware and cautious during the months we share the outdoors with them. I also pointed out that caution is different than fear, and as dangers go, they are way down the list, from a mathematical standpoint. There are simply a whole lot of other things more likely to cause you pain and grief. It's also true that a lot of folks have things that cause them feelings of fear, to the point of being a phobia for some. I have friends who aren't too keen on either snakes or spiders, which makes Alaska a pretty decent place to live. We do not have any large spider species, nor any venomous ones. And we don't have any snakes either, as far as walking around the outdoors indigenous ones. Fact is, we all have things that probably at least give us the willies, even if they don't cause blood-curdling fear. For some folks in the lower 48, an unlikely species recently introduced itself as a new candidate for something to be afraid of, the Asian giant hornet. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, education specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. A little bit of full disclosure here. We don't have any of these hornets in Alaska, at least that I know about, much less around the Bristol Bay area. I am not trying to promote fear on any level. It's possible we'll never have these large insects in our state. But as I considered a topic for this week, the species seemed like something new and different to introduce. And they are in the news a lot right now, so this week let's consider Asian giant hornets, also being called by many in the media murder hornets. Insects of this sort can cause a lot of people to shriek anyway, and I'm talking about stuff like bees, wasps, and hornets. They just freak a lot of people out, and it's not hard to figure out how someone feels about them. Just watch their reaction whenever one is near. In some cases, this can be justified. If you have an allergy to bee stings, for example, it's a good idea to keep decent distance. It's a health issue. I get that. Some folks, though, get a little hysterical simply because such insects give them the heebie-jeebies. And let's face it, some of these winged species can be really good at ignoring personal space. It's like they're trying to get a reaction out of you. The thing with normal bees and wasps and such is that they're not terribly large, even the ones that are large for what they are. Enter the Asian giant hornet. The first time I became aware such things existed was a few years ago when I read a story online about a guy doing distance running in Japan. He was running through a bamboo forest and came across a colony of Japanese giant hornets, which are pretty much the same thing. According to what he shared, their name in Japanese translates to giant sparrow bees. They are larger than a human thumb, have a stinger a quarter inch in length, and kill an average of 40 people per year. He says they sounded like German Luftwaffe fighter planes buzzing around his head. He also says they prompted him to run his fastest mile ever. As I read what he said, I thought to myself, surely not. A little bit of online research revealed that yes, really big yellow stripy things with huge stingers really do exist. And now they've been found on our continent. It's a fact that they've been found in North America in recent months. It's also a fact that scientists aren't quite sure how they got here. Sightings have been contained to the Pacific Northwest thus far. The first nest was found in a park on Vancouver Island off the coast of British Columbia back in late 2019. A hornet was sighted and identified, and then the nest was found. The guy who found the nest was stung on his approach to the nest. He said the size and velocity of the attacker made it feel like getting hit in the chest with a plank of wood. He compared the pain to a badly bruised rib, and the pain lasted for 16 hours. Sightings started happening around Blaine, Washington in the weeks following that. One person described walking out on his porch in early December and seeing one on his doorstep. He said he initially thought it was a toy It was so large. He posted a photo online and was contacted by the Department of Agriculture the next day. On December 14th, Ted McFall, a longtime beekeeper in the area, found thousands of bee bodies strewn on the ground outside of the hive at one of the places where he kept bees. Inside the hive, he found piles of decapitated bees. The bees were routed. Not a single dead hornet was found. As I mentioned, at this time, it still has not yet been determined how they got to our continent. From photos I've seen, I'd say they're pretty unique looking. The head appears to be a bit outsized for the body, and it's a solid shade of yellowish-orange. The antennae are brown with a yellow-orange base that's easy to see. The thorax is dark brown to black. The abdomen has stripes that alternate between dark brown or black and a color that's consistent with the yellow-orange of the head. The sixth segment is a straight-up yellow. The wings are gray. The size doesn't sound like much when you say it as numbers. The queen can be 2.5 inches or a little more long, with a wingspan of over 3 inches. The drones are similar in size to the queen but lack a stinger, which, as mentioned earlier, is about 1/4 inch in length. The workers are a bit smaller, at 1.5 inches or a bit more. Again, saying it as numbers, to me, doesn't sound as impressive as they actually look. Do yourself a favor and Google a few images, if you haven't seen them already. Or think of it this way. A good-sized queen is as big as your middle finger, with a wingspan almost as wide as your hand. They are impressive looking. These Goliath insects are normally found across temperate to tropical parts of South and East Asia, as well as parts of the Russian Far East. They prefer to live in low mountains and forest. They create their nest by digging. They have a large black tooth just for that purpose. And they will use existing tunnels created by other critters, such as rodents. Often these nests have been created by other large colony-type insects. They feed on large insects, particularly ones that have organized colonies, and also tree sap and honey. Digging a bit deeper, it turns out that they are responsible for about 50 deaths per year in Japan, slightly more than what I saw on that one guy's website. That's not exactly natural disaster territory, such as with a hurricane or tornado, but it is a lot more than the death rate from bear attacks, so you might be justified in being more afraid of them than bears. Maybe that's where the term murder hornet comes from. A bigger issue might possibly be what they do to bees. We need bees. They are one of our most important pollinators. And bee species across our continent have been on the decline as a whole for a number of years now. Those that study such things say that a lot of species are spiraling toward extinction in the near future. That's a bad thing, a very bad thing, irrespective of any fear you might have of bees. And now we have murder hornets. These hornets are hardwired to attack bee colonies. They are most dangerous from the late summer into the early fall. They absolutely ravage honeybee populations. Scientists say the hornets attack beehives, decapitating and killing the adults and eating the larvae and pupae. Just a few hornets can completely destroy a hive in a matter of hours. Getting back to their effect on humans, they do have that larger stinger that can penetrate thicker layers of clothing. A single sting isn't likely to be too dire, unless the person has severe reactions to such things to begin with. It is painful and packed with neurotoxins. Deaths resulting from such stings are typically from a large number of stings during the same time period, or because the sting caused issues due to other existing health issues. A beekeeper and entomologist from British Columbia said the day after he got stung, his legs ached like he had the flu, and the sting was the most painful sting he had ever experienced. So, even if it's not deadly, it's a long way from fun. For what it's worth, if you ever find yourself in areas known to have Asian giant hornets, wear light-colored clothing. They're attracted to dark clothes. And leave your soda at home. They're attracted to sweet beverages. While they're not considered a particularly dangerous species where humans are concerned, they are highly territorial and very aggressive within their territories. Another little fact. They can fly at speeds of 25 miles per hour. Not exactly as fast as a bear can run, but faster than all but the fastest humans can. Again, we do not have Asian giant hornets, murder hornets, around here, or even in our state. They are, though, for the first time in North America. They have been in the news a lot, and as something novel, seemed worth a bit of time today, if only for the educational angle. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.